Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, it's Rob from Bantha Milk Podcast, and Nick and I are going to start something new. What you're about to listen to is a YouTube show we like to call Bantha Milk Plays. We're going to play some video games and walk you through it and, you know, have some fun with it. So it may not be very good listening to because, you know, video games are kind of visual. But if you're bored and want to hear Nick run around like a child for the first time in Minecraft, check out this first podcast, because this one's all about Minecraft. In the first half of it, Rob and Tom, a guest of the show, have built or are in the process of building a giant Death Star in Minecraft in Survivor mode. If you know anything about Minecraft, that means that they are stupid. So Nick takes a tour of the Death Star, and then Nick and our friend Bill, who's running around with us, they show off their world, which is a creative world, and they show off all the different Star Wars things as well as all the different buildings that they built in their world. So if you want to check it out and listen to it here on the podcast, please do. Also, don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment down below. If you want to watch it, it's on YouTube, so check us out on YouTube. Just type in Bantha Milk Podcast in the YouTube and you can find us. And check us out on all of our streaming services. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those good things. So, with no further ado, here you go. This is the first episode of Bantha Milk Plays.
So, we're now live for our very first... Oh, and looks like Bill says woo on his own stream. That's cool. We're live for the first Bantha Milk Plays, and we're playing Minecraft. Rob and friend of the podcast, Tom. Oh, I think it's starting to render in the distance. I think I can see a Death Star, Rob.
Close your eyes.
Okay, I'll close my eyes. I'm sorry. All right, so I don't know what to do. There's a wizard very close to me. Will he kill me?
I'm coming to save you. I see you. Come up. Look to your left.
My left.
Yep, your other left. Keep turning.
I'm
going to
just keep turning.
There you go.
Oh, yep, there you are. Way. Hey, buddy. Yep. Oh, and there's Bill up top. All right.
Yeah. So that wizard is actually, he's trying to sell you stuff.
Oh, he's not a wizard. Okay. See, I'm not the world's most knowledgeable Minecraft player.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Wow. The movement is pretty quick, actually. Hold on. So the reason we're doing this again is that Rob and Tom, who has been on the podcast before, they made the Death Star, right? You're in the process of making the Death Star?
Yes. It is 129 bricks. Oh, I built steps over here.
Oh, you goof. Here I am, freaking.
Over here. Oh, now you broke the steps that I built for you.
My bad. There we go.
There you go.
Cool. Okay. Wow. I'm gonna make people motion sick if they're watching us.
There we go.
God. I did it.
You're still digging. Oh no.
Yeah, that, no, I'm falling.
You're falling. You went all the way down.
I did. Okay. Here I go. I'm coming up. Man, this is infuriating. Anyway, so we're gonna see your. What are you about half done? Your Death Star build.
Well, the outside. We're about three quarters of the way done. The outside.
Okay. Oh, so, and look at this. You've got, okay, so is this like your entry castle here?
Yeah, this is Tom's castle here.
Okay. So give me the tour here. All right. Oh, how do I walk through here? There we go. Turn around and we see it in the distance there, just beyond the clouds, but that's okay. Let's check out the inside of the pad.
Oh, my render distance is so low. I just see clouds.
Oh, you can't see it? Oh, wow. All right. That makes me feel okay. Is anyone checking the stream to make sure it doesn't
I'm
look
watching
like
it. Yeah, it's on.
Is it rolling all right?
It's rolling all right, yeah. I'm going to wait. Right. You're just about to walk through the door right now. Good. So you can't really see it because the clouds are blocking it. Excellent.
Look at this. Look at this beautiful quality of a life improvement.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Bill's all about these pressure plates.
Look at that. Look at that.
You'll notice when we go to all of our buildings later that they're just kind of all over the place.
Ooh. There's pressure.
So, look, and it's out only, so you don't get assholes coming in, or even people coming in.
So I know that this is like, you know, just like not a real podcast, and we're just kind of being silly and stuff, but I don't mind this format, man. Just hanging out, playing some video games. All right, so tell me about this. Tell me about the room we're in right now, Rob.
Tom just built a cute little castle here to keep everything safe. He's got a little farm on the side. He's got some stuff here. Upstairs, there's a ladder over here in this corner. Upstairs is an enchanting room.
Now you are doing this. Oh wow, this is really. There's a little book that reads itself. So you had to farm all this equipment.
Yeah, so we're doing all this in survival. So we had to farm all of this. Okay. We have
books for Matthew. Who's Matthew?
Matthew is his son.
Oh, and does he read in here?
Plays it as well. Yeah, he reads in here.
So what you're saying is this isn't the kind of server that Bill and I can leave kind of rude messages all around.
No, good note.
No,
good
there's
note.
A couple of kids that play on here as well, yeah.
Yeah, good all right. to note.
So going back down, we have, you know, a tunnel all the way down that goes really deep. Tom's got a little little underground sugarcane farm to make paper down there.
Look at that.
Do we want to check out the whole town or just go right to the Death
Listen,
Star?
Listen, I'm here for the ride, man. I'm not in a rush. I'm late, so we're just playing video games now.
I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing it.
Yeah, let's do some right. stuff.
So,
man.
Let's go. So I can give you. Luckily, your render distance is pretty bad.
Oh, I
so
can see it from here. It looks beautiful. Look at that.
Okay. So now that since you saw it, why don't we just go check that out first, and then afterwards we'll check out the city, all the town all around it.
Yeah, I mean it's enormous. Wow, look at that thing.
So, yep. So here's our giant Death Star that we're in the process of making. It's 129 blocks across, and will be from bottom to top 129 blocks tall.
So how many blocks do you think that is, math folk?
I couldn't even count.
Bill, what do you think?
That would be.
No, I'm sorry. What was it? 129 diameter?
Yeah. Yeah. How many blocks are we talking for a sphere like that?
Jeez.
Several at least, right? 60.
We're talking thousands, yeah. Now it's not solid, so you're not counting that, but just the outside radius alone is just enormous.
Look at the shadow this thing's casting.
Yeah.
How long have you been working on this?
10,000 if it was totally dense, maybe.
Wow.
Okay. So probably like 3,000 or 4,000 blocks. We've been working on it for about 2 months now, a month and a half, two months now.
So you got to farm all this material. Do you have to smelt or anything like that for this stuff, or is this just?
Luckily, what we have, we don't have what I'm using. We don't have to really smelt that much. Ours.
Yeah.
Sphere 300. Cool. Thank you.
Yep. Man, I forgot about like the giant portal we have too. Man.
Yeah, I was just flying around it earlier.
Yeah.
We can get you set up pretty quick with it. I mean, it's just clicking like a couple buttons. It takes no time at all.
Yeah.
All right, here we are.
No, I was sorry. Oh, my God. This is just the first bit. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So this middle circle that we're building here, this is going to be kind of like when Darth Vader falls down the middle of the Death Star. That's what this middle part
is.
Wow.
Yeah, check out that.
So you can see like the energy coming up. Right
here. Yeah. So we have all the purple is all. They now have geodes underground. So we were trying to find a good color, and the geodes look like they're going to be like the best color for the sidewalls of this.
Oh wow! Look at this. Look at this like side room you got over here. This is rad. It almost kind of reminds me of like the Senate chambers in
If you look in the corner, it could look like the Senate chambers. Which, by the way, Bantha Milk.
Ooh, what's that circle
out today?
What did we do? That's right. We tweeted them out. I know that.
Yeah,
I'm a good podcast host.
About the ET, ETs
How do you get there?
All right, so to keep going up, there's another set of steps on the outside of this middle circle here. Another ladder, I should say.
This is amazing. This is impressive.
Yeah, like by hand, I can't even fathom this. This is crazy.
I mean, this is bigger than my first sphere, and that one I tried to do all by hand.
Yeah, by hand, and then had to dig everything up in the process on top of it.
Oh, yeah, that's,
made it even more exciting. So we're in the process of building a whole bunch of floors in here. So you go up a little bit, but if you get to the middle...
Are you going to do a hangar bay?
Probably, yeah. We're going to try and do it all. Hangar bays.
I'm coming.
Got to go up. Got to go up another.
This is big enough that, you know, you could just take that Millennium Falcon I built and just put it right inside your hangar bay.
Inside, yeah.
Oh my God, yeah,
this
you could totally fit one.
Insanity how big this is. I can't even believe it.
So right now also, if you follow this around to the outside door here, I think it looks so cool. When you get up here and then you look down over the edge.
Wow.
Like just seeing everything, it's like standing next to the Grand Canyon. Uh oh, something. You're hitting me. Stop hitting me. It'll fall off and die.
That was certainly not creative. The reason I'm doing it. Oh no. Wow, look at this. Holy crap.
So this middle area here is like the trench that they would fly through to drop the photon torpedo down and blow up the Death Star.
It's a thing. Kill it. Kill it.
Oh, yeah, screw this thing. You're dead, Spider. Get out of here. See you, buddy. Oh, there he goes.
The best part, lean over the edge. Since we're over water, no matter how high up on this Death Star we go, you just fall into water and you're okay. So,
But Bill, what was the hotkey to crouch? Isn't it if you crouch going over a ledge, you won't drop over, right?
I mean, you can set
hold
it
down
for
shift.
Like, make it
that's
lock.
Right.
But...
That makes me a little less scared.
Yeah, so
not
you can go to
less,
the edge,
but a little less.
Go to the edge, hold down shift, and then you can peer over.
Oh, there's Tom's castle.
You...
We're just in there.
Yep.
What's in that ball? Oh, is that the laser?
The sphere, right?
Yeah, the ball up there is
the laser.
Are you gonna have it shooting like a green laser? Oh, there's a zombie up here. Die, zombie.
Oh, let's kill it. Maybe.
You should have it destroying something nearby. Like build a town over there.
Build an Alderaan.
Yeah. You've built the moon or the space station.
You guys want to hold on to a sword so you can kill stuff?
Yeah, that's probably
the
best.
Yeah, I got a dirt block.
There's a diamond sword.
Ooh, a diamond sword. Ow.
Oh,
you just hit me with a dirt block? That's
this
it.
Is not
I
a good
sword. I'm coming for
not
you.
A good fight for me. I'm going to run away.
So
don't
here,
worry, I'm just walking by you.
Just
Bill.
Do this, Nick, since we're using your feed. Don't you can even do it right from the middle here. Ready? Just jump.
Where we go? Oh man, look at that. It going Flash. Bye-bye. Look at it go behind us. Oh, into the water. That was actually a pretty cool shot.
Yeah.
Okay, that was cool.
And there it is. Wow.
The stuff they added for the water is just so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, there's all kinds of really cool stuff underwater too. There's all kinds of like coral and stuff. That's the word I was looking for. There's all kinds of coral. I don't know what the glowing octopi are for, why they're glowing, but when you kill them, they give you glow sacs instead of the black ink
sacs. That's
yeah.
so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever.
Wow.
Is it like a swamp biome thing or something?
Yeah.
So what's the difference between this Minecraft and Java Minecraft? Is there any difference?
This is the Bedrock Windows version. I think it has all the same stuff.
It's rewritten in C++, I think, instead of Java.
I think the code's just written differently, like Bill said.
Interesting.
And it lets them like do things like hosting the servers and everything. And the way the mods work in this are different. Like you can just get them off of a shop almost.
I like that the clouds are passing through this building right here.
I turned my clouds off, so I
the lava physics are different, right? You can like infinite generate lava, or you can't infinite generate lava. I forget.
I'm not sure about the lava.
And
this is our little safe room
this
here.
This is your panic room that no one can get to.
Yeah.
This is Tom right here, just hanging out. Hey, Tom.
That's Tom.
Thanks
He's
for
not
having
actually
this
here.
Open for me, bud.
So the downfall is. Tom has to be on the server for the rest of us to join the server.
Right.
I don't know if with Java, like Bill, you can host
it
without being in it.
Yeah, it's just running. I mean, there's ways to have ones that are permanent. It's just, I think, a free one. It's basically
Yeah, so this is the free version. Once you, you know, you can do it that way and pay extra for it or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I had to jump through a lot of hoops to get mine. It's definitely not straightforward, so it makes sense to pay for it. But, I mean, like, the free edition, just being able to do this is so nice.
Yeah. Oh, is that what you were able to do? Just hop in?
Yeah, because this is like, if you started your own world when you signed into Bedrock, if you start your own world, then you can invite, I think it only is maximum of like 10 friends.
Mm-hmm.
So you can only have like 10 friends on it.
I got you.
Make sure Super Tonic, you stay away from that creeper, please, because I don't want, you know, I
have a
little
sword.
Issues with, yeah.
Keep him away from any exhaust vents.
See?
You can
I'm
play.
Kicking their
you can...
butt. Take that, creeper.
Oh my gosh, another. Well, those are zombies you just killed.
Oh, what's
the
which ones are creepers?
The guy, the green guy up on the wall there.
Now, where are you guys?
The green guy that looks
that guy.
Funnier.
So,
yeah.
Yeah,
he will blow up.
He'll blow up?
Yeah, and then he blows up all the blocks that I put down.
Oh, so no. Okay. Yeah, I'll stay away from that.
I'd have to rebuild it, but you can blow.
Oh,
you can play with the zombies all you want.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it's not that creeper.
Oh no, I didn't do
there
it.
There was one right next to me. No, one came right next to me. Bird Ferguson.
Funny name. It's a big hat.
It's a funny
it's
name.
Funny hat.
Big hat. It's funny hat. Big hat. It's a big hat. It's a funny hat.
Oh man.
Oh, there's got to be a Turd Ferguson skin.
Where'd oh, that'd be great.
Go? I don't even know where you guys
are. I fell down the hole after the creeper.
We gotta, you got to show us your, what do you have, a village to show us too?
Yeah, so we have just like stuff that Tom and I built before we came into, started building the Death Star. So we did a really cool, we have a cool monorail system running all over the place.
Well, you have that stadium in our server as well, so. We'll get to see more of your work later today as well. We went crazy.
Grab these mine carts, guys. And then we'll go for a little tour around town.
Got it.
Where are they? Oh, there we go. Yoink.
All right. And then here, if you want a real diamond sword instead of hitting me with the with a mine cart.
This
all right. Terrible. So now we can go. So I don't know if you want to take one last look around while it's still open. This is the open stadium version of the Death Star. And then
it's not yet fully operational.
Weeks, yeah. Hopefully in a couple of weeks we can see it closed up.
So while we're here, Star Wars Visions, huh?
Star Wars Visions, pretty cool stuff.
Like, wow, that first episode.
The first episode, I watched the first three or four episodes.
I've only seen the first two.
Now.
The second one was good too. You were right. It was kind of weird. It was like very Japanese anime, like the story and the song and the. It was
song.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's called Tatooine Rhapsody, episode two. Yeah.
Great.
A lot of Easter eggs in episode two, I felt.
Yep, for
I
sure.
There was a lot of Easter eggs thrown around.
But
in
that,
there.
That first episode, though, the like a Ronin guy, man. Where, just like the Sith hunter.
But yeah, that was cool. When, spoiler alert, when he pulls out all the other
crystals,
red kyber crystals, was pretty cool.
And they were all like, oh, this bro has a red lightsaber. He must be a bad guy.
He only had it because he killed another Sith.
It's true.
So that was pretty cool of him.
How do we get to the water from here? I'm lost.
We can go. We have to go down a level to get to the middle.
See,
so the middle's where we can get out.
In creative mode, I could just fly.
You could.
That's so nice.
Really fast too. It is
just
super quick. That's okay. This is the real way to play. Apparently, some people like rules and boundaries.
Yeah, you know, sometimes rules.
How do
apply
I?
To
oh,
a
no!
Lot of people. Oh, you're dead.
I was almost dead. I couldn't climb down the stairs. Here we go. So, to climb down the stairs, I just have to be next to them. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just like walk up a little bit, and then you can go down. So, we can also go out the bottom and then jump off the bottom into the water if you wanted to.
We could do that.
I do that a lot of times.
Let's do that.
Or whichever way you want to go.
We're just getting to the bottom.
See you, Avengers Hockey.
Yeah, keep that door closed so that bad guys don't accidentally spawn. So now climb through the bottom, and then I like to jump off the side.
Woohoo! Look it up, and there it goes. All right. Oh, look at this little boat here. That's kind of cute.
Yeah, we put a boat. There's a tunnel that goes all the way down to bedrock right over there. But right here is our tram system. So pop a cart down, hop in, and go for a ride. Oh,
how do I use it? Oh, God.
Right click.
There we go.
There you go.
Press jump to exit. I won't. Oh, that's right. Bill, I remember when you were so excited about our rail system. You spent a lot of time on that boat.
Left you some dirt. Yeah, it's one of the coolest parts of this game.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. We're going up. Wow, how long did this rail take? Probably not as long as it seems, right? Because it's just one long line, but...
Yeah.
You had to mine all the stuff for it.
Yeah, it's a bunch of iron and sticks, so it wasn't too bad. Surprisingly, when you're all the way down underground digging away, you're pulling up iron and redstone and gold all the time. So,
are we going to a stadium?
Well, kind of. That's my other home that I built.
Yeah, look at that. And the distance, that's pretty rad. Did this start, isn't it? Because you're big on making stadiums. Look at that.
I wanted to just build something big and round. I love stadiums and I love round buildings.
All right.
Because since Minecraft is square blocks, talk? I love building things that are round. So
what do you say, Bill?
This goes.
Did you guys get off?
No, I just took it all the way to you, and then now I returned. Where am I going? Oh God!
So you can, if you're.
Oh no! My minecart is running away. How do I? Oh, I want to go the other way.
Now you banged into my minecart.
Sorry, bud.
That's okay.
All right, so I'm going this way still.
Yeah, keep going that way until the track stops. There might actually be a couple minecarts in the way.
I gotta smack
space bar to jump out of it and then smack it with your sword. Yeah.
It's been a while since I've done the Minecraft thing. I gotta get it all back in my head. There we go. All right. Wow. Look at this little. Is that a roller coaster over there?
Coaster, yeah, I built that. You can take your minecart and go for a ride on the roller coaster. The start is right there, at the edge. Tower over here to the right.
Oh,
Bill fell from a high place.
I miss. Oh, where did I? Oh, I
landed in the farm. I think, or did you? You must have landed in the farm, right?
Oh, I died. No, but I respawned back at the Death Star.
Can you get to us? I would summon you, but I'm not a god in this mode.
So, Nick, come on down here.
Oh, look at this. Go
on the roller coaster.
Okay, I got to remember how. Hold on.
There you go. This is a zombie...
A zombie
spawner.
Zoo? Oh, a spawner. Yeah,
there's a spawner underground, so if you wait here long enough, a whole bunch of them will come up and down. And then you have one hit kills.
Nice.
And
what do they give you?
XP so that you can get better weapons.
I like the water you have channeled through here. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that shoots them up. And then they go across the top and then they drop back down on this side.
Oh my God, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like a water park ride for zombies. And then they die at the end.
I like it. Bill, when we get to my to our server later, I think I'm finally going to show you the chicken room I've been telling you about.
Nice.
That you haven't found. I hid so many things in that place.
Nick doesn't close doors behind him.
I don't, because I never realized that people will kill me. I'm so used to creative mode. Oh, hold on. I'm also worried that I'll press the wrong button and destroy it. It's right click. <Yeah.
laughs> Boats are so fast.
Bill, I found your stuff after you died.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so here's your sword. So go ahead, Nick, put your...
Can I kill this pig first?
Sure, go for it.
Cool. Screw you, pig.
Get some ham.
Die. Ooh, yay. This is fun. Why don't we stream, like, video games more often?
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
All right. I'm dropping this bad boy. You ready for this? Here we go.
Put down and go for a ride on the roller coaster.
Oh, my God. This is insane.
I think I'm close to you now.
This is so silly. I love it. Did you look for plans for this, or did you just say, I'm going to make a roller coaster?
All just out of my head, yeah. Right. I said, I want to make a roller coaster.
That's pretty rad, man. What's it called? Does it have a name?
No.
You got to name it.
Yeah. All right.
What do we think? I'm riding it. I'm getting a little motion sick, so it's pretty woozy. Let's call it the Tatooine Scrambler. That's what it is right there. It's the Tatooine Scrambler.
It's done. Tatooine Scrambler it is.
Does it just keep going, or is there an end?
No, it'll go back to the beginning again. It's really long. I was like, wow, because I wanted to try and do all kinds of different aspects to it. I wanted to have like whoop-de-doos and like a continuous circle there that you already went down. So now at the end, there's a bunch of whoop-de-doos.
If only you could do a flip.
I know. I've seen videos where they say that you can do it, but I don't think you can.
I think that's a bunch of malarkey, Rob.
I think it's malarkey, yeah. So, the downfall is, when at the end, if you don't jump off, you're going to go around for a second time. So.
Oh, there goes my cart. I got off, my cart's going.
Yeah, and then it gets stuck in that first drop over there.
Oh,
so
boy. Hey, how dare you, Bill?
Put some dirt down.
Ooh, a nice hit.
Like you guys are having a sword fight.
I'm going to go find a bed.
Oh, Nick, boy. I'm going to go get your minecart and my minecart for you. Oh, buddy. I put steps here. That's right. I forgot I even put them here.
What's this thing over here?
Because it keeps doing it.
What thing over where, Bill? I want to see.
With the boat on it?
Oh, this like minecart with a hopper.
Oh, that is a wheat farm. But here, hold on. Go to the chest, pull out some of the wheat so that it can start working again because it's full. So right down here. So there it goes. There's a farmer up on top, and he keeps planting and picking up the wheat. And every time he picks it up, it drops underneath. And the minecart underneath, there's a minecart chest in there.
So freaking cool, man.
Like... amazing.
So then it goes all the way down, drops off any extra wheat, and then it keeps going.
That's really cool.
Little wheat Roomba.
Yeah. Wheat Roomba. I just got that.
How do you even, like, did you have to look up plans for this?
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, Tom built this. He did a great job.
All right, Tom.
He built that.
Tom has been on our podcast before several times.
There was a cow farm in here, but somehow that got broken. I don't know got broken. So, but there's the zombie. So here you can kill the zombies here.
Screw you, zombies.
And then if you want to see my villager prison, it's inside the big round house. I have a villager prison.
Definitely want that. I have a couple tortured villagers in our town.
Yeah. And then this is pretty much it. Once we built these things, there's a small little town over there of villagers, but that's not as exciting as the jail that's over here for the villagers.
And what do villagers have to do to get sentenced to this jail?
Exist.
Yeah, they have to exist. Yeah.
Oh, these poor guys. Look at them.
Yeah. There's a little gate over there so you can go and.
What?
Bill, why don't we have a villagers jail?
What a wonderful war crime you're committing here.
That's my next thing, I think, is a villager jail.
Make it a 3x1 cell. It's amazing.
But you can interact with them. Now it's nighttime, so they're all going to sleep. You can interact with them, so you can get them to trade with you. You get a whole bunch of emeralds and even more exciting things out of them. We did this to get a whole bunch of books so that we can enchant our armor. So
this is insanity.
This is beautiful. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Man, how long have you two had been working on this server?
I would say since maybe, I was gonna say December, but since like July.
Okay. Wow. So color me impressed.
Thanks. So there's the gate. Yeah. So we have a whole bunch of nice prisoner jail here, villager jail. They love it. They're very content. They like the fact that it's a glass jail, so they can see all their friends.
Well, they can see. They got a view, right? Stockholm syndrome. They're probably in love
with you. That's right. Yep, they do. They're all very. And if you look up, you can see.
Oh, they got a glass ceiling. That's nice.
Glass ceiling work.
With jack-o'-lanterns for lights. That's always cool.
Yep.
Wow. So this is your virtual world you've made.
This is
now that Star Wars Galaxy is no longer a part of your life.
Yeah, unfortunately, that server has not fallen into disarray. It's still running well. It's just a lot of people have left it. So,
well, it wasn't the most active place when we were playing.
Right, so. There was like 80 to 100 people when it first started for a good first year. There's always like 80 to 100 people on. So it wasn't as popular as like when Sony had it. They were like filled with like 1,000 people per server. But the people that were there were always there. So it was really good because it was a great community of people.
Right.
But then they all got burnt out. After 2 years of playing Star Wars Galaxies, it starts to get a little drab, I guess.
Yeah, I get it. It got even a little drab for us before then.
Game. Yeah.
We had a good time with it. I mean, I remember enjoying quite a bit of it, and we met some really cool people. Fun. It was always fun to interact with the folk that played that game. All right, do you have some more stuff here, or are we going to shift over to Java?
For this one. Your render distance isn't very good. At nighttime, the Death Star looks pretty cool. It's got a lot of lights on it.
I'm going to go outside and look at it. Hold on.
With your render distance, I don't know if you'll be able to see it.
Mine's all right. So where's the door?
So, we'll climb up here. This will take you to where our monorail was. And then when you get to the top, go right. Can you see it straight ahead or no?
No, not yet. I'm going to keep running forward and see how quickly I can start seeing it. Come on, render. Yeah, during the day. Oh, wait. That's the castle. Isn't it behind us?
Keep running. You're running towards the castle. Keep going.
I thought it was the other way.
Nope. Keep.
Oh, there it is. I'm starting to see it. It's rendering way out in the distance. It's kind of ominous how it's starting to form, actually. Wow, it does look rad at night. Are those what are you using for the lights in that? Is it the jack-o'-lanterns?
Some jack-o'-lanterns, some glowstone blocks.
Wow.
And like all around the outside, it's just torches all around the outside because you can't see the torches from this distance.
Wow.
But the bottom half, it has glowstone blocks on top of slabs instead of full blocks, because then the lights will shine through the slabs.
Oh.
Wow. I am lagging hardcore right now.
Sound okay on my end, but that's, you know, that's neither here nor there.
My gameplay is lagging. Like, following you, it's really laggy.
Well, it's looking beautiful, Rob. You've done some great work with the place.
Thank you very much.
It's time to throw rules out the window.
And then go to...
destroy the rules of Minecraft, right? So we're going to hop over to the Java edition here. I actually have to, I changed the download on my other machine, so I got to change it to 1.164 on here. But Rob, do you know how to, what you're doing with that?
Get inside of Tom's house. I probably didn't even need to do that. And I'm going to close this as well because this was acting up on me. And then I have to jump over to the Java. Here.
Oh, yeah, it's because I exited the game. I'm switching over.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so yeah, this Java, Rob, you played a good amount on our server over here, right?
Yeah, I was on there. Whoops.
There's a stadium.
That's right. Really? One of my stadiums, yeah.
The Cowboys.
All right. Installation changing and finalizing here.
For Rob.
Okay.
Just go to installations.
Minecraft.
Yeah, when you open it up on the launcher at the top, you should do it there.
There we go. All right, let me load the Java version.
Hello, Nick.
I have arrived. Ah, I have arrived in our portal room. Oh, man.
Yeah, the portal room.
Which is the edge of the stadium, right?
It sure is. Let me get out of here so we can... All right, there we go. And that sign says, do not disturb the chickens. All right, that's for when I show you the chicken room later. Yeah, this
Where
place...
Are you? I don't see it.
I'm going towards the stadium. I'm going to hop directly into the middle of the stadium here. Rob, man, this stadium is a work of art. And it has a bed in the middle of it.
It does. That was my bed.
So this is our world that we created, the three of us. And it's insane. It's absolute insanity, right? So we're starting here in Rob's football field. And we'll wait for Rob in the football field because this is his home. I do see a portal out in the distance. We created a vast network of portals. Bill, we gotta visit our canyon that we created too. The scar upon the world.
It was so much fun. The remnants of a Millennium Falcon.
Oh yeah, one of didn't I blow that one up?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, here it is. Yeah, this is the first
the
one.
Remains.
And then I decided to move it to a place that made more sense.
And then leave a note.
Oh, look at that! I forgot about that. See, this is the sort of stuff that I would leave just sort of everywhere.
Oh, look, and then there's just an Ender Dragon.
So I'm going to leave my screen right here in hopes that this is what they choose as the thumbnail for when we upload this to YouTube. And if not, I'm just going to pick it myself. Bill sucks. It's right there. All right. Where's the Ender Dragon? Oh, there it is. There's the Ender Dragon. I also have an Ender Dragon that is powering my lava flow. Right? And we'll talk all about that lava flow here in a second, too. Oh, and there's... Man, I forgot how much Star Wars stuff I put in here.
AT-AT. Be sweet. We have a lot of world edit. We have a directory full of world edit models that you can just paste in.
Yep.
Which is so much fun.
Yep. Yeah, Rob, I don't know when the last time you logged in here was and how much ridiculous stuff I had in here when you... But yeah, it got a little silly.
Did you...
I don't know what's going on with my computer now. Oh, it's very, very laggy right now. Maybe because I'm running on battery and not...
That's
power.
Yeah.
Possible.
Or... Are you a version...
1.16.4.
Okay. I need to run and go get the power cord. It's finally loading. I'll be right back.
Rock on. Sure. What were you asking me, Bill?
This is a portal to hell. Okay.
Oh yeah, that's our big portal.
Okay, that's a portal to hell. Coming back. No, where am I? Oh yeah, the portals can be one way.
But we have a teleport command, don't we?
Yeah. We get lost, we can just tell it to each other. So I'm back in the portal room.
It makes me so happy that I'm flying over the words Bill sucks. It's just so dumb. Oh boy. Alright, I'm heading towards the portal room.
You made so many portals. Winter Wonderland, the shore. I was at one of the trees.
I think the shore was one of the first ones we did. Here, I'm coming to the
portal
room.
Here's our canyon. You could tell it to me if you want.
Back how do I do that again? Slash teleport.
Think so. Slash telly. And then my name.
All right, let's see if that does anything more.
Hop, again, buddy.
Yeah, that's right. So this is, but we have another portal room too. This is just our first portal room.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, I started making more portals in your other place.
Here, follow me. Yeah, I love my house. My first house.
Did your server number change?
It's in our Facebook chat. Bill sent it to Minecrafting.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, it's.
The server address is that number, right?
Yeah. Yeah, this is my first house. I love these circles. This is before I was using world edit commands.
Yeah, no, you were just making these by hand.
There is a pretty nice... Yeah, portal room up
and
in
this
here.
And this is the tracks you created. Oh, Big Harry joined the game.
I just joined. Now, who knows? I'm in some desert somewhere. Right next to a giant pyramid.
Oh, you know, I'm going to teleport to you. Here we are. Oh, okay, here you are. Yeah, I made this pyramid. Oh, boy. All right, Bill, teleport to us. We'll start our tour out here because this is really something out here. So, by the way...
Building over there. Holy cow. Is that like... Yeah, you. Oh, I forgot you can.
Oh,
fly.
What did you make over here? Oh, this is just you playing.
This is the dark portal over here.
The dark.
Look at that. See, now that's a sphere. That's nice.
But do you see this dark? You gotta come, Rob. Do you see the big portal over here by me?
I do. That's crazy. I love the.
Did we turn it into a portal?
It's like an entrance. Like a.
Tried.
Yeah, I couldn't get it to work, I think.
But if you go to the top, there's also some secret passageways inside. Here, come on up. And the other side, actually, the other side's the nice side. So come on over and look at the front, because it's pretty rad on this side. Again, all I had to do was press paste for this stuff. So I didn't really work so hard for this, but it is a marvel looking at this.
Somebody spent...
Oh, look, mm-hmm. I think this side is a portal. Yep.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
This side's gorgeous, yeah. Oh, wow, with the claws and the demon face there.
Oh, yeah, this side's a portal.
Yeah, very
Where's
nice.
It, go?
It just goes Somebody... literally back over this way. Like, it puts you in front.
I like how you guys are just like, oh, that's a pretty one. Let's put this here and let's make it enormous.
Yep. But, all right, so this is the dark portal. Right, if we come back over to my pyramid over here.
This is the scale of it. I mean, it's roughly that.
Yeah, I'd say so. But yeah, I did at one point just start playing with spheres, right? And so I do have a whole bunch of just kind of floating spheres.
Yeah, be careful, mate. We probably shouldn't show off. I might cook the laptop.
Oh, yeah, let's not do that, right? So I'm going to teleport back to the portal room, I guess. How do I do that? Bed?
Oh, shit. Bed.
There we go. So slash bed. I'm back to my bed. Slash so, bed. Yeah. So where is... Oh, this is my home. I forgot I had made myself a home.
My bed. Right at the stadium. Oh, yes.
All right. So I'm going to... Let's convene, I guess, at the portal. So there's the stadium. So the portal room...
I'm in the portal room.
Rob, you know how to get to the portal room?
I think there was one that was an entrance...
There's a pyramid.
You can tell
pyramid.
It to me if you want to get on it. You can just tell it to me.
Yeah, so slash teleport and then Bill's name should get you to it. Man, we went nuts on this realm.
I'm in the room with the...
So, Bill, this is my chicken room, by the way.
Oh, in there?
Yeah, there's a way to get there. But this is the exit of my chicken room right here. As you can see,
oh,
there's
I
a
see.
Lot of
Look at them drowning. It's beautiful.
Yeah. But
I love that.
Here, follow me. I'll show you how to get to my chicken room if I remember how. Oh, there goes Big Harry.
Hello, Big Harry.
Hello.
All right, we'll do that later. Let's go in the portal room. This pyramid right here is our portal room. You can tell because there's a sign that says Portal Nexus, right? So here it is. And we have just different locales that we created and enjoy. Let's go to our canyon first. This is our canyon, this portal right here.
Our sin against God and man.
Sin against the world that we created.
Just filled
this
with
need to be close to this. I'm sorry. It was just not. Sorry.
We
I'm gonna come out here.
We destroyed this world. Where are you, Bill?
Oh, I just went straight down it.
Okay. Yeah, so Bill created a destruction contraption that
and it just sent off.
Just dropped TNT. Billions of bombs. And we've got a nice little cave here. Like a little cove. I've hollowed out a lot of spaces to create like layers that I never wound up making layers. Yeah, but that's I think my favorite thing to do in Minecraft is to make layers. I have a bunch of them in this server. I'm gonna head back through that portal, check out another portal here. Man, I feel like
fun being able to fly.
Yeah, I feel like I'm doing the trench
make
run.
A day.
Yeah, it does feel like the trench run.
All right, back in the portal nexus. Coral reef, the shore, winter wonderland, the stadium. Your sea base was a lot of fun too. Mm-hmm. Mordor, Nick's Oasis, Nick's Playground. I'm going to go to Nick's Playground. Oh boy.
Oh yeah.
This is
yes,
Bill's.
It is.
Oh, I didn't realize you didn't. You had it filled with water before, and now you filled it with lava.
Oh no, this is different.
This is a different spot. Yeah,
is Nick playing with spheres.
This is me playing with World Edit and like, hey, let's make circles. All right, so there's a circle of skulls over here.
Sphere of skulls.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yep. We have the sun with kind of a ring around partly it.
Yeah, lots of spheres.
Yeah, I like spheres. They're nice. All out in the middle of nowhere. And again, if you look at the map, man, we just are all over the map.
Oh, yeah, there is a real-time map, which is kind of cool. That's up. If the server's up, then that map is up. You can just go to the same URL on a browser and see a map.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Seeing, like, all your work in, like, miniature on the giant map, and you're like, I can see it from all the way out here, knowing how big it is.
Yep. All right, I'm heading back through the portal. I want to check out some of my other work. I want to check out the Millennium Falcon and our village, because I thought my village was spectacularly cruel to villagers, but I'm not as cruel as Rob, apparently.
Look, they all get food and water. So it's all right. The jungle, sea base, stadium. Isn't the Millennium Falcon outside the stadium?
Yeah, it's pretty close. It's right next to the Bill Sucks sign, which I'm staring at currently. It's just such a nice thing to see.
I like right next to the stadium, there's just like,
oh
bricks,
yeah,
floating all
that
over
was
the place.
That was the original Millennium Falcon, but when I had to move it, I decided to blow it up. So yeah, here's my Millennium Falcon build. This I actually did by hand, but I didn't earn it like Rob did by mining everything. Go on inside here. It's not finished inside. I really want to make rooms and stuff, but again, like I said, I just never get around to doing things because that's how I roll. It's pretty spacious inside.
We're hanging out over there.
Yeah, we got zombies. We got a creeper. Yeah, I guess I didn't realize this creeper could destroy my shit. Stuff. Things.
There's a bunch of creepers in here. They're not very nice.
I didn't invite you. Go away.
I don't want to die.
So that's the Millennium Falcon. I also imported a giant AT-AT. All right, that's currently destroying a village over here. All right, so let's go check him out.
There he is. Yeah, he's. I remember you had like lasers.
Yes. Yeah, I made some lasers, and then under him is this poor village that's being just destroyed, and I've got houses just filled with lava. What's funny is I haven't been here in months, so these poor guys have just been sitting in these houses filling with lava. And like, when is our creator coming back? Sorry, guys.
Fix this, please.
I'm still. I'm happy that you guys.
I forgot about it.
What'd you forget?
Little farmer guys running around.
Yeah, this was just a village that was here. I'd like, again, I don't know Minecraft that well, so I didn't realize they just auto-populated these. So, uh-oh.
Bill just set up a bomb.
Ooh. Yeah, I forgot that I can just place TNT whenever I want.
And you can middle-click to, I think, replace the thing you're looking at if you want to grab TNT.
Oh, look at that. So check out this cow. You see this cow?
Oh no. Better do it quick.
No, get over here. How do I light it? I don't have a flint.
Flint and steel.
Damn it. There it is. You get back here.
You might be close enough.
See you, bud.
You blew up half the village in the process.
Oh no, now there's a flood. Oh boy. So there's
you got
that.
This poor guy. You got the one poor villager trapped in glass with lava pouring over him. He's just standing on his bed like, please help me.
Poor guy. He can see salvation, but he can't reach it.
He can't reach it. Poor guy.
Oh boy. And then I eventually just decided, like, I got bored. And I started making a lava duct system, right? So it comes all the way out here, but like it just, it's kind of like your roller coaster in that it just kind of goes all around. So that was a fun thing. And it's all powered by an Ender Dragon, in theory. In theory.
In theory.
I mean, there's an Ender Dragon where it all starts, but I would like to show you my chicken room because I really like my chicken room. So I'm gonna head to where I think the entrance of the chicken room is. I think I remember it being over here. And then maybe you guys want to follow me into my chicken room. We'll see what happens.
Sorry, I was saying goodnight to my lovely wife.
It's really unacceptable.
I don't know. Where's your chicken room?
I'm trying to remember where the entrance was. Hold on. It's buried deep below the earth. Deep below the earth. I think here it is. All right, so teleport to me. So there's Bill. It's in this hole. It's a long walk for it, but it's down there. Oh, are you blowing up more of my Millennium Falcon bits? There they go. All right, so it's in this hole right here. Follow me. We gotta follow the sea lamps, I think. We're going... hold on, wait. Maybe not down there. Hold on, I think it's over here.
Sea lamps over here.
And I think it's down this way. I left myself breadcrumbs to get there.
You just don't remember what those breadcrumbs were.
I remember them being very confusing. I think this is it. I could be wrong. Nope, this is not it. Let's try down here, shall we? Well, it's not down here, guys. Hold on. We'll find it. I have faith.
Nick just wants us to go into...
We gotta follow these sea lamps, I'm telling you. They're down this way, guaranteed. Here we go. More sea lamps. Aha, totally down here. And here's my chicken room. Did we lose you, Big Harry? No, there you are.
There's heads on the ground. My pet's heads are falling off. Weird, no?
You see the sign? And when you go through this portal, boom. No, don't do it! Get that TNT out of your hand. So that's my very exciting chicken room. I don't know why I love that room so much, but I really do.
And how do you get out?
You gotta go in the portal, man.
There it is.
Yeah, you just have to like make sure you're swimming directly up into it. So yeah, this is as low as it gets. If you were to break one of these, you would be in the void.
Nice.
Below you is just void. And that's why I put a little glass there, so you can all be excited about the void. So this, yeah, I made a lot of layers. Alex Perkowski. What's up, Alex? I got a former student in the chat now. What's up, Alex? Hope you're doing well.
I'm at my stuff.
I'm going to teleport to Bill. Oh, that's right. Your sea base. Avengers Hockey is watching the live stream that he should be on. What's up, Tom? Oh, and you had this crazy portal in one of these things up here, right?
Yeah, inside the water spheres. There's an entrance in the roots, yeah.
There it is.
Go down here. Then you're inside one of the water spheres.
That is so rad.
Go down here. And the coral blocks.
What are you throwing?
Snowballs. Eggs.
Chickens?
Eggs.
Oh, they're hatching.
Some of them are hatching into chickens, yeah.
That's a thing?
We're drowning.
Poor guys.
They're all going to be like your chickens, where they're all like their heads are sticking in the glass.
And I have a sun inside of the water sphere.
Uh-oh.
I hear an ender dragon.
Well, that's not good.
How do you undo? How do you despawn something?
Oh my gosh, you can't.
Did you summon it in my glass?
He did.
It looks as though I might have. Here, I'll go kill him. Hold on.
Oh, you just broke so much glass.
No, it didn't break. It's just... No.
No, it's...
It's just it's... flying there. Let me go this slay was... him.
This is the one thing Bill actually built all by himself.
No,
he
no,
didn't
no.
spawn any of this in here. He was out here...
All right, I'll go slay the dragon. Don't worry.
Impressive, Nick. Impressive.
I really thought it would spawn more inside. Don't worry. Oh, you're killing him, see? I'll help.
That'd take a while.
Sorry. This is why people don't play games with me.
I think giving you access into Tom's server is a bad idea.
Yeah. Oh, it did break some of your glass. Sorry, buddy.
We're going to come back. Death Star is going to look like Death Star 2.
I'm just trying to stem the tide. I'm a
dick.
Sorry, fun. Oh, I'm the worst. Okay.
Here we go. Yeah, whatever.
So that's his water sphere. He's got a lava sphere.
Come back to his portal room.
All right, I'm teleport.
Oh, then I'm proud of this. Come over here.
Okay, I'm coming.
So there's that portal over there. There's that just giant ball of lava over there.
Wow.
But if you go in here... a sphere of water inside it.
Inside the lava sphere. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm kind of feeling claustrophobic about this. Look at this. We've just got
Yeah, it's a weird one.
The pressure has got to be, like, insane on the side of these.
There's, like, an escape route all the way at the top.
Yeah, I see that. Like a little escape hatch. Oh! Oh! Oh, my God!
What just happened? What'd you do?
Oh,
no! Hey, nothing's broken.
Alright, well, can we light him on fire?
I don't know, can we?
Yes.
It's a really good question. These poor chickens. The sound. This is just so sad. I gotta get out of here. Oh my god.
Oh, the portal's messed up. Yeah, whatever.
It was probably from the fires caused by killing the chickens.
The chickens followed us through the portal.
They opened the portal also. There was too many of them in there. They worked their way out of the portal.
Oh, there's two portals over here. What do these portals lead to?
Oh yeah, one of them was my like dark tower.
Oh, that's
or
right.
One of them was wonderful.
The sail barge. Y'all, I forgot we made the sail barge. Let's go check out Jabba's sail barge. Holy shnikes. Oh man, I completely forgot about this.
Oh, that's cool. Made out of brick.
Yeah, it has a hole inside. Yeah, the inside's really cool, actually. I'm going to hop inside. There's a little hatch right here.
Ooh, I hear zombies.
Yeah, they're bad guys.
This is neat. Now, did you guys just teleport this in also?
Oh, yeah.
Or
you better believe it. No, this is... Yeah. This is all prefab, man.
Jabba's bed.
Yeah, I guess so.
Nice and big.
Made out of gold.
Made out of gold. Very comfortable.
I think there are dungeon cells in the bottom level of this, too. And there's aquariums. That's pretty cool.
Oh, for all of his pets and stuff.
Yeah. His chickens and stuff.
There's chickens. Need some chickens in here. There's a lava room. I wonder if that's supposed to be like the engine, the motor.
Rob's just having a field day putting chickens everywhere.
Oh, here's the jail cells. That's cool.
So Tom is saying that you could have a chicken pit in the Death Star for interrogations.
Yes.
I'm all about that. Oh, yeah, here are, you know what? Maybe I can spawn a villager.
Yeah, throw some villagers in there. Trap them in. Oh, this is a shower, I guess. That's cool.
There's a villager. Now you stay in there. Oh, man.
You broke it. Somebody broke it.
I did.
You broke it.
Hey.
The villager ran away.
Villager.
He doesn't want to be trapped. Don't hit me. I'm not the villager. Who's hitting me?
Oh, no. He was decapitated.
Now I lost all my free stuff.
Darn
what will
it.
I ever do?
I set you to survival, but you're back to creative.
Oh, yes. Everything's back again.
All right.
You can tally back to us.
Well, we've seen a lot in Minecraft. I don't know if... is there anything else we need our millions of fans to check out while we're here? I think we had a good time today checking out some stuff.
You want to see Rob's head? Here we go.
Rob's head? Yeah, Rob's head. I definitely want to see Rob. Oh, look. Oh, his head actually...
Why yeah, it head? Drops. It was in my inventory after I killed him.
Me.
Interesting.
Where did it go?
I killed it. I literally just...
Oh, here you go. Here it is.
Oh, there it is. Look at that, my sunglasses. I'm Elvis. Uh-huh.
Wonder Nick and I are still... Oh, no, that's mine. How do you do third-person view? Isn't there a button?
I don't
There is. I forget how to do it also. But there's, you can, like, as you're running, you see your back.
All right. Well, I think this was a successful Bantha Milk plays. What should we play next time?
Well, I don't have many other games.
Splitgate. Bantha Milk plays Splitgate. I don't know if that would... you know what I should do? I wonder how hard it would be for me to stream Jedi Fallen Order. And I could play it, and you guys could just sit there and watch me play it while I played it.
I want to not do that.
Now we're watching Nick run to the left. Ooh.
Oh, boy.
So and now we're watching Nick left. Do other things.
Well, the new God of War is coming out, and it looks awesome. I've been going through the old God of War again, and it's so much fun, except for the part where my TV just broke, so I don't get to play video games anymore.
Life doesn't have a TV anymore.
I don't. Not in my living room.
I'm just putting Rob's head everywhere.
I don't blame you. That's what I usually do when I play this game. All right, well, I'm gonna go ahead and call it a night on this stream here. Thanks to those who might have hopped in with us. We are going to have another podcast coming out in the next week or so. We've got a lot to talk about. We've got Star Wars Visions. We've got Bad Batch, which we still haven't talked about.
We never finished talking about Bad Batch.
And the unfortunate news we're hearing is that the Supreme Resort guys have moved to Guam. They're really sad about the fact that no one wants sour cream on any of their tacos. So they decided they were out of here. So... sad.
I tried to listen to the last episode of the Supreme Resort, and it's fun when Jimmy kept cutting out five times during the episode. It was really
exciting. Amateur hour. So
at least while we're back in the trailers behind the Ears Up studio, at least we never get cut out at all from the podcast.
And you know, so I take exception to them saying that, because we are in a van behind
Van
Ears Up studio.
We can move. Thank you very-